Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes.
You know, in our continuing pursuit for value, and we happen to be friends, fans of the old world, and France is certainly one of the great areas. You know, if you go to the wines of the deep south of France, you will suddenly find some good values and some wines that are maybe a little more on the rustic side, but they're really good.
Oh, they're fun. And you know, there's no pretense to these wines. So they're from basically the Languedoc-Roussillon area, but there's lots of little sub-appellations. Let me start with one that I think is just one of the coolest wines I've come across in a long time, and I want people to pay attention. This is called Côte Mas Rouge Intense, simply from the south of France. It means big red, essentially.
That's a great name, Rouge Intense.
Now, listen, Hugh, this is 1 liter, a liter, for $12.
Deal.
It is a deal. It's a gorgeous bottle, and I would have bought it strictly for the label. It's kind of an Art Deco affair, 1930s style, with a picture of a stylish couple lounging among the seaside vines. Really good, and it's a liter bottle. You know, wow. Yes, it is an intense red. It's a blend of Grenache, Carignan, Sansom, Merlot, Syrah, mostly the Grenache. And it's a big mouthful of very tasty wine with absolutely no sharp elbows, smooth texture, very deep flavors, and a mild kick of tannin. The flavors center on a sort of black fruit blended together seamlessly. And it's kind of the unity of the blend that I really find very, very attractive. But fun, fun, fun. A whole liter of wine for $12. You can't beat that.
Nope.
I'm going to try, though, a little bit. Here's a wine called Les Hérétiques, the Heretics, from Pays d'Arles, which is one of the subregions in Languedoc-Roussillon, 2019. Sells for $14. Now, this lively little red is based on Carignan and Syrah, which are two dominant grapes in the region. It's pretty easy to spot how each grape is contributing. The Syrah is the full, fleshy core of the wine. The Carignan is the lighter, vibrant spiciness that brightens the wine and gives it personality. This red is just loaded with sweet, juicy flavor, topped off with a kind of a gingery vibrancy. And I think it's just a super everyday red that's fun to drink, and I would buy lots of it. So $14, I think it's a pretty good deal. Finally, the waker is Jeff Carrel. The name of the wine is Les Darons from Languedoc. And remember, we're going to put all of these on the website so you can look them up and figure out what we're talking about. but this is a delightful, rather rustic red from deep in the south of France, and it seems to be the kind of wine they would pour for you if you were visiting a French farmhouse. That means that it seems like a personal family project that's meant for sharing. The wine starts off with an earthy nose that contains also blackberries and black coffee. There are very gentle tannins that embrace the fruit, which is deep, spicy, and slightly sweet. It also seems quite young, which it is, 2017, and for all its kind of apparent seriousness, it's a really very, very informal wine, a very homey thing, and I think it's perfect for everyday drinking. So there you are, Hugh. If we can't do a whole lot of traveling this year, which I miss, at least we could go drink the wine of the countryside and have a good time. And we're going to put all of these on the website so you can look them up and find out how to get a hold of them.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.